Next week at Madison Square Garden, an event will take place that many people in Nashville feel is long overdue. D. Ford Bailey, who was one of the Grand Ole Opry's earliest stars and its first black performer, will be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame, even though he quit music in his prime. From member station WPLN in Nashville, Rebecca Bain reports.
Music City Shoeshine sits in the corner of a high-rise in downtown Nashville, which houses a lot of businesses where a polished pair of shoes is an asset. It's 5 miles and many years from the shop D. Ford Bailey opened after he left the Opry. But his grandson Carlos still shines shoes the way his grandfather taught him.
This is granddad says it's popping the sound of a rag. You pop it like it. We hear the sound.
D. Ford Bailey's shoeshine shop was in Edge Hill, a predominantly black Nashville neighborhood. His clients were mostly black, but the majority of his fans were white. They knew him as the harmonica wizard of the Grand Ole Opry.
Thank you, boys, and now, friends, we introduce our little mascot, D. Ford Bailey, with his harmonica, and he's got those choo-choo blues ready. Take off, D. Ford.
He wasn't just a sort of garden variety harmonica player who happened to be black. He was the harmonica player. And people all over the country heard and loved his music.
Dr. Charles Wolfe is the author of more than 15 books on country music, including one about D. Ford Bailey.
He invented techniques that people hadn't done on a harmonica before. Kinds of odd little pulls and draws and cross blowing.
D. Ford Bailey wasn't yet five when he first picked up a harmonica, or mouth harp as it was called. He was born in 1899 in Smith County, Tennessee, about 40 miles from Nashville. In an interview from the early 1970s, Bailey told Charles Wolfe and co-biographer David Morton that members of his family had been playing music since before the Civil War.
In the slavery time, my granddaddy and my great-granddaddy, they all were musicians back then. They say he was a good harp player. I would like to hear him, see what he sound like.
Music was a great comfort to this child with polio, who was bedridden for a year and didn't walk until he was 12. To cheer D. Ford up, his uncle gave him a harmonica, and the young boy would imitate the sounds he heard from his bed, like the lowing of a cow or the cackle of a hen. Polio left D. Ford too frail for farm work, so he moved to Nashville in 1918, taking a series of odd jobs and blowing his harp whenever he could. WSM Radio, one of the city's biggest stations, had a show called The Barn Dance, which eventually became the Grand Ole Opry. One of its stars heard Bailey play and took him to the station's program director, George Hay. Charles Wolfe says Hay wasn't interested in hiring a black musician until he heard him play.
It was unusual in the 20s for a black performer to be on an otherwise all-white show. And that's one of the interesting things about the Opry. The musicians had no problem with it. They were glad to tour with D. Ford. At times when they were touring in the South and D. Ford couldn't get a room in the hotel they were staying at, Uncle Dave Macon used to insist that D. Ford was his valet and bring him up to his room.
Audiences didn't seem to mind that D. Ford Bailey was black either. At first, they didn't know. It was radio, after all. But as Bailey toured, his race ceased to be a secret.
It was a remarkable time, and it was a case, I think, where D. Ford's talent and his personality simply overcame the ingrained racial barriers.
D. Ford Bailey played on the Opry from 1926 to 1941. But in January of that year, the contract between the Music Licensing Agency, ASCAP, and the National Association of Broadcasters expired. ASCAP refused to let its songs be played on the radio without a contract, so many stations went with the newly created BMI. Again, Charles Wolfe.
WSM was one of the original backers of BMI. Well, Dee Ford's tunes had been copyrighted in the 20s, and they were with ASCAP. So all of a sudden, they were saying to Dee Ford, you can't play your big hits. You can't play the Fox Chase. You can't play the Pan American Blues. He didn't understand this.
Many of the other Opry stars were modifying their songs slightly and changing the titles so they could be copyrighted by BMI. But this went against Dee Ford Bailey's nature. He claimed audiences wanted to hear his original hits, his best songs, not so-called new tunes that sounded like the old ones. So, says Wolfe, the Opry fired him.
He basically, at the peak of his career, at the very pinnacle of his abilities, suddenly stopped playing. He only played for friends, people like Hugh Shine Potter. He basically went into sort of an exile, an artistic exile, which lasted until the 1970s.
The harmonica wizard returned to one of the odd jobs he had when he first moved to Nashville, shining shoes. His audience got smaller, but some of his fans never forgot him, among them biographers David Morton and Charles Wolfe. The two men battled for years to get him into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Wolfe insists there was no racism involved in the omission. People had just forgotten Dee Ford Bailey.
One of the things that we had always run into when we agitated for Dee Ford being in the Hall of Fame was the fact that many of the voters at the Country Music Association were reasonably young, and they just didn't know anything about Dee Ford Bailey. One of the things they kept asking is, where are his albums? Where are his records?
They are mostly out of print, but Wolfe and Morton convinced Bailey to let them record him after he retired, playing and talking about what he felt was a God-given gift.
God gave me the talent. He gave it to him away. I couldn't tell nobody else how to handle it. He played it through me, and I'm delivering it to you. I ain't putting on nothing, just playing, best playing. That's all there is to it. It's just like the disease. You either got it or ain't got it. So that settles that. Amen.
Just a few months after a reunion performance at the Opry in 1982, Dee Ford Bailey died. He was 84 years old.
Are you ready? Shoeshine Boy.
This coming Tuesday, his son and two daughters will accept the award commemorating their father's induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame. For NPR News in Nashville, I'm Rebecca Bain.
And you can hear more of Dee Ford Bailey's harmonica wizardry at our website, npr.org.